I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Congressman Peter Welch is co-sponsoring a bill that will make changes to the program that's supposed to be a safety net for dairy farmers in times of low milk prices. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
The USDA's Dairy Margin Protection Program acts as a sort of insurance against low milk prices. Farmers buy policies that ensure a level of payment to cover production expenses above feed costs. But the program is pegged to the price of feed sold by grain farmers, mostly in the Midwest, as a stand-in for the price farmers pay for feed. Bob Wellington, an economist with the dairy cooperative AgriMark, says the real price of feed is higher.
And so farmers signed up for coverage in 2014, but just about nobody got any coverage because the feed price was distorted. So this bill directs USDA to actually look at and calculate the feed costs that farmers are truly paying on a state-by-state basis.
Wellington says it's a good program, but needs modifications to actually work for farmers, and it needs to calculate feed costs by region. He says if farmers signed up for high-level coverage, it's possible to get payments.
Most farmers didn't sign up for the higher levels. They signed up last year, and they got nothing, even though they had very low prices. So when they were going to sign up for this year, they said, why should I pay extra? I don't trust the program. And so we have to make this program a better deal for farmers so it actually works for them.
Earlier this week, the USDA made some changes that make it easier for farmers to increase their protection level. While milk prices are down, they're unlikely to fall as far as the record lows in 2009. But other costs, like feed and fuel, are up. So Wellington says small and medium farms continue to be in danger of closing. And especially in New England, that has economic ripple effects.
New England needs a certain amount of farms to have a critical mass to support all the other suppliers that farmers need. To make sure you have, you know, feed dealers, equipment dealers, veterinarians. Once you get past a threshold level of those farms, those people disappear as well, and then the remaining farms have much higher costs.
Even with the loss of some dairy farms, Wellington says AgriMark is taking in record amounts of milk from its farmer members as the remaining farms continue to increase in size. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.